heart to see little ones in this church. Our scripture reading today is from John chapter 4, and it's verses 1 to 42, and it's on page 1651 in your pew Bible. Jesus talks with a Samaritan woman. Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." And he told her, "Go call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." And then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." The disciples rejoined Jesus. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Don't you have a saying, 'It's still 4 months until harvest'? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, 'One sows and another reaps,' is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Vicki. Let's open with prayer. Gracious Father, we do thank you for the opportunity to come to join together as your children, to be certain of who we are in your eyes, that we are your children. Bless us this morning. Open our hearts and minds to your word so that we might know your will for our lives. In all that we do, we pray through Jesus. Amen. So what would it take for you to change your ways? It's a serious question. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I've been in a conversation with somebody, or we didn't come to the same conclusion, known to be saying, well, it's my way or the highway. How many have heard that? We've all heard this over our lives. It's my way or the highway. So what would it take you to change your opinion of another group of people? Or maybe even just the opinion of another person? Would it take a miracle? Well, I thought about that, and I got thinking about last week's message. I had titled it Honest Faith, and we talked about having honest faith. And then the lectionary for this week suggested that we read John chapter 5, verses 5 through 42, the story of the Samaritan woman at the well. And in both these stories, I don't know if you noticed this or not, both the Samaritan woman and Jesus, they expressed, it's my way or the highway in this message. And both of them revealing what they honestly thought, or honestly thought they knew. So there's lots of stories in the Bible of people who met Christ and met God and had changed their ways. Who met Christ and changed their opinions of others. And such is this story of the woman at the well. So let's take a closer look at it today. So first of all, we need to note a few things. This story is set in Samaria. So now, how many of you are familiar with the prejudices the Jews had against the Samaritans? A few of you. Well, the Samaritans, they were a group of Jews from the provinces of Samaria. They were from the northern kingdom of Israel, where the Jews were from the southern kingdom. And what had happened is, so the Samaritans, they intermarried with people other than Jews. Well, this didn't go over so well. So the Jews considered them outcasts or untouchables. Radically inferior. I mean, practicing a false religion. But yet both claimed to be descendants of Israel. They both claimed that they were right. So there was quite an argument between them. I mean, they'd see one, and if they spoke to him, it was either like, so it's my way, buddy, or the highway. That was their attitude with one another. So lots of the Jews, when they were traveling, normally they would go around a Samaritan village. They wouldn't even go there, let alone speak to them. So when we get looking at our story, we need to know the setting. So when Jesus and his disciples, they were traveling some distance, and he was tired and thirsty. So what did he do? He sat down by this well. It is about noon, sun's out, it must be hot. Jesus sits down by this well, and his disciples, they go off into town to buy some food. So he's sitting there, and here comes this woman. Can you imagine this? Here comes a woman in the middle of the day to gather water all by herself. Normally, most of the women, they would go there in the mornings and they'd get their water. And they talk and gossip and, you know, all right. Just talk about one another. It kind of happened this morning in Sunday school. The women were all gathered over there and they're just to chat. I said, you were in for trouble. Well, anyway, she wasn't part of that group. She was kind of banished because of who she was and how many times she'd been married. So we think about this. So here comes this woman. She's coming to the well to draw water. She's got her jar to draw the water with. And Jesus is there and kind of rudely says, will you give me a drink of water? Well, what do you think this woman did? Well, she looked right out and says, you know, you're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan. You shouldn't be talking to me. She kind of wanted to make her point clear, didn't she?
says, you don't even have a jar to draw water with from the well. You don't have a bucket. What gives you the right to talk to me? Just kind of say, you know, it's my way, buddy, or the highway. I got thinking about that when I was first reading through it, and I got thinking, oh, my word, if I had done that, if I had been like Jesus and talking to this woman, just no pleasantries at all, she would have definitely scolded me. She just says, where are your manners? No pleases, no thank yous. So rightfully so, this woman's well, she probably had that same kind of attitude now, didn't she? She says, buddy, you don't have anything to draw water with. And why are you even talking to me? Well, we do need to understand that in those days, men just didn't talk to women to begin with. It was beneath them. And let alone a Samaritan woman, let alone a Samaritan woman of ill repute. I mean, look who she was. But what did Jesus say to her? He said to her, let me find this again in my reading. He reaches out to her, he says, he tries to be a little more kind, doesn't he? So he reaches out and he says, so if you only knew who I was, you would be asking me for water. Well, I'm thinking she's a little confused. But her curiosity gets the best of her, I'm certain. Think about it now. All of a sudden, her whole attitude changes. Because what's the Bible tell us? She said, sir. Her eyes were opened up, weren't they? A little bit of respect was going to come now because she wanted to know how this guy was going to draw water from this well. He didn't have a bucket. Didn't really know what she was talking about. Sometimes I think in our lives, we react and we get close to other people, and then we start talking about living water or being in the light or knowing God. We get that blank stare. And then sometimes we have people, their eyes just kind of open up. They're like, what? What are you talking about? Having an opportunity to open their eyes and see what Jesus was talking about, what he was teaching us here. What was he really teaching us here? He was teaching us how we are to treat others. I thought about this, and I got thinking about it in our world today, in the diversity of our world. It's like, how many groups do we shut out, we don't even talk to? Because we have that opinion of it's my way or the highway. I mean, we see prejudices in all society. I mean, if we could solve the world's problems, you know what the world's problems are? It isn't hunger. It isn't global warming. The world's greatest problem is hatred, isn't it? It's not being able to accept others as Christ did. Think about this, because Christ came, and he came to this well to set this example for us. He's talking to the Samaritan woman. Well, in Matthew 5, one of the verses in Matthew tells us that Jesus only came, and he reminded his disciples of this, so that salvation would come through the Jews. But yet here he was talking to this Samaritan. He's teaching a lesson that we need to open our hearts, open our minds, to rid ourselves of the attitude of it's my way or the highway. Jesus was telling to her that I have living water that you know nothing about. Jesus offers her grace, God's forgiveness. He offers her life. And how does she respond? Sir, give me this water. She says, and he gives her this grace. And what's she do? Well, she runs the town. She wants to tell everybody else about this Messiah that's come. About this Messiah who told her everything she ever knew. Who had knew everything about her. He knew that she had already had 5 husbands, and the man she lived with at that point was not even her husband. No matter what, Jesus talked to her, offered her grace. She had to be thinking, is this the Christ? Is this the Messiah? And she wanted to make sure everybody else knew that he was the Messiah. So he goes to town. I can imagine she had to be yelling at the top of her lungs to get anybody's attention, because she was a woman of ill repute. So even the townswoman, even the women of the town, didn't hardly pay attention to her, but they all had their ears open. And many came, the Bible tells us in the end of the scripture, that they came and they invited Jesus to stay with them 2 days. And many believed his words. Many believed in him. Because think about it. The Samaritan woman got some of this living water. She became the vehicle of grace that God could use in the lives of the others. She learned that it's not my way or the highway, but it's God's way to the highway. That is to eternal life. That's the lesson we learn from the woman at the well. Is that we can conquer hatred in this world. That it's our job to go out and to tell others about Christ. Because God loved us all. He loves us all equally. Because we know that it's God's way to the highway. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.